right now, and I mean right now, cops, big shots, players are meeting right now to talk about a warrant that they will have today for what could be described as a mass killer. How about that? What is a mass shooting? By definition, with the FBI, three or more. This guy, from what I'm told, killed three people in Homewood last week. Two women, and a 12-year-old boy, and he blew his brains all over the house. Not to get disgusting with you, but you got to understand this kind of stuff. Check this out. The guy is so dark, evil, that he had relations with both of the women the night he killed them. Not to get into the gutter, but to understand the dynamic here. That guy is in a car today. And he's driving around. If he's in a car today and he's driving around, he's got a taillight out. Inspection sticker expired. They're going to pull him over? No, man. No, they're not. Do the folks in the community care? Well, apparently the word is that because the communities have high crime, that the cops are unfairly targeting innocent folks, and so the cops have to back off. Dangerous? Oh, yeah. Deadly? Oh, yeah. Don't ask me, ask Barry. Good morning, Barry. How are you?
Good morning, Marty. How you doing?
Very good.
Yeah.
You don't like this idea at all?
Oh, no, I don't like this idea. It's probably one of the most ridiculous ideas I've ever heard of. You know, I mean, the cops not being able to pull a person over on the basis of, what, supposed to keep the community safe, which I really don't think so.
But hold on. I mean, you're African-American, and the numbers suggest they pull over men like you more than they pull over men like me.
Well, that might be accurate, but considering the fact that I'm African-American, I'm more likely to be shot by another African-American than to be shot by a cop. And, it's all about being responsible with your vehicle, but, you know, they're not looking at that. They're looking at the narrative of, you know, the police are the bad guys, and, you know, everyone else is innocent little angels, which I seriously doubt.
And Barry, you're convinced that if they stop pulling these folks over, that it will affect crime in a negative way, aren't you, sir?
Oh, yes, definitely. I mean, look at that one incident I put on your Facebook page about the guy trying to smuggle, 20 bricks of heroin in the city?
Right.
Yeah, they're not looking at that.
Pulled him over in a traffic stop.
Yeah.
That's right. Barry, thank you. Thank you, my man. Anthony, jump in here.
Yeah, you know, Marty, and then they did this without even any meetings for the public. They just rammed this thing through. They're emulating what those crazy progressives in Philadelphia are doing. You know, this is just nonsense. How in the world are they going to get away with ignoring state traffic laws? Because they're worried about what may happen? I mean, this police citizens dying at the hands of police in Pittsburgh is an anomaly. It's rare. But you know what's not rare? The example that you just gave about the three people killed, or the woman thrown and killed in Wilkinsburg, or the multitude of murders that happen every day, including one in Munhall last summer where a man was killed in the middle of the street, robbed. And you know how they caught one of the suspects, Marty? A traffic stop. In Homestead, his registration expired. They pull him over, find the gun, and on his phone, his culprits. So this is just nonsense.
And hold on.
So the notion is
that you're going to get pulled over a lot more than I'm going to get pulled over. Are you comfortable with that, sir?
Yeah, sir, yeah. Because I listen, Marty, if they don't have registration, that means they don't have insurance or their stickers are expired. But insurance is the key thing. If they run into me, they have no insurance, and I have just liability, what's going to happen to me? See, they don't think these things out. This is a solution looking for a problem. And it's just nonsensical. But this is what happens when you strap your city with these crazy progressives. And lo and behold, we got a mayor who fits right into that little crowd. This is a joke.
Those are the rumblings that we are becoming woke Pittsburgh. Woke.
Right. It's Marty, let me tell you something. See, it's really an embarrassment. Because when I've been in debates with people about this, they try to bring on that Leon Ford case. Remember that case?
Of course.
And I tell them, I say, well... You know, you could fool some people, but you can't fool me. Leon Ford pulled away while a police officer was talking to him through his car window.
Yes.
The policeman was in the car with Leon Ford. Now, I don't care. Was it a mistaken identity? Yes, it was. That's why you get arrested, and then you sue the heck out of them for arresting you on mistaken identity. You don't pull away while a policeman is in the window of your car. What do you think is going to happen to you, sir?
Leon
but they
Ford,
don't want to hear that, Marty.
This happened a couple years ago, 2012, actually. Leon Ford was pulled over by Pittsburgh cops, and he was 19 at the time. They misidentified him as a suspect with a similar name. Cop jumped into the car. Ford took off. They fired, and now he's paralyzed.
Right. So, Marty, it's the same thing with the Dante Wright case. If I would have been on that Porter jury, she would have been acquitted. Why would she have been acquitted? Because they did make mistakes,
right?
The police officers. They should have, when they told him to get out the car, you take him to the back of the car, you take the keys out, and you shut the door so he can't leap back in. He had an arrest warrant. He had an arrest warrant. So he jumps back in the car, and all heck breaks loose.
This is the woman that improperly grabbed her gun instead of a taser and killed this young man.
Well, she made a mistake, Marty, should she be convicted like that? No. And guess what? If he would have just got arrested, then none of that would have happened, would it?
So the number suggests that last year cops made about 800 arrests associated with traffic stops. Are you willing to let those folks go, Anthony?
No. Sir, I follow the traffic laws in this country. I've been pulled over one time when I first got my driver's license in 1971. I was 16 years old. I'm speeding down Liberty Avenue. A motorcycle cop pulled me over, a white cop. He walks over to the car. I showed him my driver's license. Back then, I didn't even have insurance back then because you didn't even have to back in the 70s, early 70s. You were supposed to, we didn't. You know what he did? He gave me a warning. That was it. He said, watch yourself. You just got a new license. Obey the laws. I say, yes, sir.
Hey,
that was the end of it.
Hey, I got to ask you this before I go here. At the end of the day, the cops are saying, to hell with it, man. I'm cool with it. I don't have to work as hard. They're giving up. Doesn't that scare you more?
Of course. This is another brick on that wall here.
That's right.
You're allowing the loiterers.
That's right.
You're allowing the vagrants. You're allowing this. You're overlooking everything. And pretty soon, they're going to start breaking into the stores and stealing things because the juveniles can't go to Schumann anymore.
That's right.
So this is going to be the Wild Wild West, Marty.
Mm. Anthony, thank you.
Thanks.
When we come back, you're going to hear from a true insider. A lawyer who lives this. You're going to be shocked when you hear what he has to say. So, this is a fact. Within the next 24 to 48 hours, cops will be looking for a guy who killed three people in Homewood last week in one house, including a 12-year-old boy. Seriously. And my sources tell me he's good for probably 7 murders. Seriously. But check this out. Under these new laws, if he is in a car and they don't know it's him and the taillights are out, cops have to let it ride. That's scary to me. And you know what? If he is arrested, I'll tell you right now, someone will call defense attorney Bill Diffenderfer, who may end up representing this guy. As I connect the dots, because Diff's the best. Diff, good morning. How are you?
Marty, how you doing?
That could very well happen. Would you argue that they shouldn't have pulled him over?
Yeah, You know what you just made me think of is the bomber that bombed the federal building in, what, Oklahoma, whatever, McVeigh.
Timothy McVeigh. Yep.
That was a traffic stop.
Yes, I was there. Yep, I was there.
Remember? That's how they apprehended him, a traffic stop.
That's right.
You know, it's this, and I will tell you, I said this a long time ago, a very quick story. I had clients, and I told them, I mean, their son was frisked on a sidewalk, and I said, you know, if the Mount Lebanon police would grab my son and throw him up against the glass and then pat him down and search him, I go, I'd have his job. And I'll never forget all the parents and family go, yeah, yeah, absolutely, absolutely. I said, but, and you should have seen their faces. I said, but if there were shootings every night in Mount Lebanon, I think all the parents would consent that you can search my kid anytime you want. Now, you either want the police or you don't want the police. And like my text to you, Marty, is, I mean, just picture the scales, the scales.
Yeah.
You want security, you're going to sacrifice, you're going to sacrifice liberties. Now, my argument here assumes we have professional police.
Sure.
You follow me? I mean, good, professional, well-trained police take the race out of it. It's the same thing. Those traffic stops are tools of law enforcement.
And so folks know this, you have represented a significant number of African-American men. You have defended them for years, and some have been pulled over in traffic stops.
And we challenge the stop all the time as profiling and all that type of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean we challenge it on the, and if in fact they didn't have probable cause, et cetera, we prevail. You know, but I mean, I understand a lot of times, you roll your eyes, oh my God, the guy got pulled over for a bad taillight.
Right.
You know, and I've said to clients, I've had a bad taillight for 9 months. I never got pulled over. But I'm not driving in Homewood in a high crime area. It's my whole argument of this. If we bring in a race neutral top law enforcement guy in the country and we say, look, you're in Allegheny County. We've hired you in Allegheny County, and we want you to reduce crime.
Right.
You have 10 shot spotters. You know what shot spotters
are. Oh, yeah.
You have 10 shot spotters. Where are you putting them? Where are you putting the shot spotters? Now, when you say, if you put them in Fox Chapel, good luck. I mean, you might get a backfire from a truck once every other year. You put them where the crime is happening. You put them where the shots are being, the gunfire happens nightly. Now, are those shot spotters racist? Do you see what I mean?
Yes, of course.
It's just called tools of law enforcement. And the more you clip it, I mean, okay. But then, and what's so sad to me is, it's all in the areas that are the underprivileged, that are the low income. It's in the low income area that need the most help and need the most policing and need the most security, for God's sake.
Hey, Bill, you know what the cops are saying? I don't care. It's easier.
Right.
Less work for me, man.
Can you blame them?
No.
Can you blame them?
No.
I mean, look at New York with the DA. So they go out and make an arrest and they see the kid on the street 5 minutes later? Well, what do you tell? I mean, it's like, okay, you know what? To me, it's just, for Obama police, I wouldn't make an arrest.
That's what they're saying. And many of them are saying,
I'm out. You know what? Here's what I'm going to love. It's just like what's happening in so many cities, Philadelphia, Chicago. Oh, the crime rate's going up.
Yeah.
It's like, it's just comical. So here's what you want to do to prevent shoplifting. Let's get rid of the security guard and let's get rid of the cameras.
Yeah, knock yourself out.
And just have a brochure that, if you need help, please go to this church or this food bank, and we'll get help for you. And let's see how that cures your shoplifting problem.
Bill Diff, you are the absolute best, brother. Honesty stings.
All right, Marty.
Thanks, my man.
See you, buddy.
Honesty stings, man. Man, that guy's strong. I refer back to the last segment with Bill Diff, calling it as he sees it. And right now, there is a man out there that killed three people in Homewood last week. Seriously. Two women and a 12-year-old boy. It's disgusting. Vile. Folks, if that happened in Upper St. Clair or Fox Chapel or Sewickley, the blank would hit the fan. Every cop would be on the job. Cops, they want this guy. Does the community. Are you willing to give that up? I'm not. Randall, thanks for holding, man.
Hey, Marty, happy new year. I haven't talked in a while.
One of my favorite people for years, Randall Taylor.
I was very upset over the weekend because nobody was talking about
what
had happened there. And, Marty, believe it or not, there's been some worse things that have kind of convulsed the black community and made us double over, but this one did as well, where everybody's mentioning it. The young boy, well, the man, he's a boy.
12 years old.
Was, you know, my brother's an educator, so he said a big baby, fun-loving, you know, popular with the kids.
Football player.
And a young lady who got killed, who happens to be the niece of a coworker of mine, laid down her life trying to help a friend. And, domestic abuse was a situation here. And, of course, you know, the tragedy in that family, losing over the summer, losing a young child to a drowning. So, Marty, I'm, you know, familiar with that block, and there's maybe 15 always issues down there, always police over there. There's been children, you know, grazed by bullets, and I just sit there and wonder, you know, why we can't do an intervention and people can't knock on those 15 doors and say, hey, what's going on? What kind of help? What kind of support can we give? And then something like this, you know, that'll happen. So you're right. If this happened somewhere else, there'd be a manhunt, going on.
Come on, man.
And I just want to just mention that to you, that, grateful that you bring it up. Let's see if we can put some more pressure to get a absolute monster off the street.
He is.
But also to just say, wow, that's just a tragedy.
You know, Randall, that guy might be good for 7 homicides.
Seriously, well, I don't know why he's on the street if people know that he's got other homicides, you know, but that's a different question. I just wanted to share with some community. Sometimes we hear these stories, but sometimes they really, really affect a whole community, and people were in a lot of pain over the weekend around that story.
Hey, man, I'll do anything to help, all right?
All right, Marty. Talk to you later.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Big fan of Randall Taylor. Political leader, activist, cares. I got to grab Phil DeLucente. Woo! Phil.
Good morning, Marty.
All right, I got a couple things to Phil's one of the best attorneys that I've ever known, and we're close friends. I got to switch gears because I think it's important. Phil, right now, here's what people are saying, Phil. Hey, my boss is trying to order me to go back to work. I want to sue. Aren't they, Phil?
Well, the calls are continuous. I typically send them to folks that practice in the employment arena. I could tell you this, the limited amount of knowledge I have on this subject, there's what's called conditions and terms of your employment, and the employer has quite a bit of power. Now, one of the biggest reasons is they're concerned about their safety, and everyone would agree that's important.
Right.
But as far as the vaccination requirement, whether it be which Moderna, Pfizer, J&J, regardless, having that as a condition of employment, this is something that any employer wants to make sure all the other folks are protected. So naturally, it's going to be requested. There was a law passed. It was not enforced yet, but the Supreme Court, I believe, is taking a look at it this week. And so with that being said, you do have to ask yourself, whatever reason someone's not getting the vaccine, and a lot of times people don't have any reason. You see these deaths, you see loved ones, it breaks your heart, and it's a losing battle, I believe.
Are your phones blowing up, though, folks saying, I want to sue?
Yeah, there's been, I've had everyone from, you can imagine, from public to private sector calling here. And once again, I get a lot of cases for a lot of areas I don't practice. I just recommend people to call.
But folks are all wigged out over this. And all the lawyers like yourself that I've talked to say, this is a tough case. Is it not, Phil?
Oh, I think it's more than a tough case. Look, we are past the pandemic stage, in my humble opinion. I'm not a medical doctor,
right,
but we could be in an endemic where this is continuous and systematic until and unless we battle this through medical science. Plagues have, since the beginning of time, there have been plagues,
right,
regardless of the amount of the population. Now we have science, And we have these brilliant folks that are telling us that it has been tested and it is safe. And so it's hard to wrap your head around a constructive argument of why folks do not get vaccinated. With that being said, I respect everyone's opinion, but you're going to put a lot of people in pain, including themselves, if they get it and pass.
Phil DeLucente. Hey, Phil, I got to ask you, man. You heard Diff. He's one of your friends.
Yep.
Where do you stand, ma'am? You've represented clients that were pulled over. Where do you stand?
Well, I stand on this. This has been the pendulum that has swung throughout our country for decades. Folks want privacy. They want security.
Yep.
They infringe upon one another. And what happens is they want to be protected. You will see if we end up turning into a Portland or a Philadelphia or some other cities, Baltimore, if that is what the folks of the county want, then that's what they will get. But you will see crime increase. I could tell you this, and Bill would agree on this,
right.
Criminal defense lawyers are busier than ever because you had made a statement. A lot of the officers just say, hey, the heck with it.
Yep.
I'm not going to charge them. But guess what happens? And we can look at the FBI who follows these and gives us the national statistics. They will increase if this type of continuous conduct continues. I mean, it's very logical. So that pendulum went from ultra conservative, for lack of a better word, policing, everybody's getting arrested, underage drinking,
right.
Things that we sometimes say, oh, come on, give the kid a break or
right.
whatever, to the point where nothing happens, and then you'll see the violent crimes really increase. And that is concerning. So there has to be that balance. And Bill brought up a great point. Professional police officers using their head, but also the community. They need to be involved. I've said this a million times on your show.
Yep.
The community is what makes us. If it is great, the community, then our city will be great. If it's not,
nice.
Then it won't.
Nice. GetPhil.com. My brother, thanks for the
okay.
honesty, man.
Have a great day.
Man, strong text coming in from Chief Jack. Listen, man, this is strong. Marty, people will now believe they can operate illegally outside the Pittsburgh limits. This is actually strong. And not be the case. This will cause conflict. This is amazing. When they are stopped anywhere but in Pittsburgh for something they thought they could get away with. Inspection, registration, taillights, etc. Right? So, different rules for different fools, right? I'm just chilling, driving around Pittsburgh. I'm cool. No one's pulling me over. I leave the city limits and the rules change. More conflict, more issues, more stress. Jake, go ahead, man.
Youngstown, Ohio, 2 days ago, a 14-year-old driving, 17-year-old passenger, police pull him over, go for the insurance and registration in a glove box. There's a handgun in the glove box. They find another one under the seat.
Mm.
You can't stop doing it. Is it just apathy? It's the same thing as the schools. The schools are closed,
yep.
and now we're not going to pull anybody over. It's great. You and I sit here and feel like the police. We're just going to give up because if nobody else cares, why should we care?
Wow. Jake, throwing in the schools is strong, man. I mean, Pittsburgh has 30 schools closed. 30 schools closed in Pittsburgh today. Why?
It's the same thing as you saying if three people got killed in Mount Lebo, yeah, there'd be an uproar. Yeah, there'd be a manhunt. Yeah, if the schools were closed in Mount Lebo, we'd be asking why.
It's true. It's true. It's a great call, Jake.
Thank you, sir.
Way to nail it at the end of the hour, man.